Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Halloween Party by Agatha Christie. Published by William Collins and Sons in 1969, today's book is all about children's parties, lies, and greed. Mystery author Ariadne Oliver is visiting a friend in the small village of Woodley Common when she tags along to a Halloween party for the local children. The party takes place in a large house where there are costumes and games like snapdragons, apple bobbing, and spooky fortune telling. However, when one of the children is discovered murdered, face down in the water of the apple bobbing bucket, the party is ruined. Earlier at the party, the victim, a girl named Joyce, was heard boasting about the fact that she was a witness to a murder. But apparently no one listened to Joyce. Unfortunately, she was a well-known liar, and so no one took any notice of her claims. Except, perhaps, for the murderer themselves. Ariadne calls on the help of her friend, Hercule Poirot, who happens to have a friend of his own in the village, a retired policeman. Poirot arrives to investigate the murder of the girl. He grabs onto Joyce's claim of witnessing an earlier crime, and as he delves into the recent history of the village, he finds a number of deaths and strange mysteries, including an au pair girl who disappeared without a trace after a contested will. It appears that the small village of Woodley Common is not as innocent as it seems, but which of the murders is linked to Joyce? Halloween Party is one of Agatha Christie's later books and the third last Poirot book ever written. By this stage, Poirot is an old man, out of step with the modern world and even more ridiculous than ever, with his oversized moustache and his tight patent leather shoes which pinch at his feet. Yet his brain is still as sharp as ever. Now, some people think of Agatha Christie as a writer of cozy mysteries. However, she's definitely darker and more gruesome than her reputation suggests. Halloween Party especially includes two murdered children, as well as a number of other cold-blooded kills. In the seemingly quiet village, Poirot uncovers affairs, forgery, missing women, and other debaucherous behaviour by the most unlikely of people. This book was written in the late 1960s when Agatha Christie had been writing for almost 50 years. It's interesting from a historical perspective. The story hints at swinging London and the older teenagers with their wild fashion, hairstyles and music, but the life ways of the village and its residents has hardly changed. The party itself demonstrates a few interesting folklore pastimes associated with Halloween, such as bobbing for apples, scrying for your future husband, and the highly dangerous game of snapdragons, where raisins are set alight, and the children put out the flames by placing the burning fruit in their mouths. I can't imagine this at children's parties today. The book also explores greed, as well as beauty, gardening, and narcissism. So if you like disastrous party games, secrets in small villages, designer gardens, intrigue and lies, I recommend Halloween Party by Agatha Christie. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.